Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Friday, September 6, 2019. I'm Rich Straffolino. New York State Attorney General Letitia James announced her office is launching a multi-state investigation into Facebook for potential antitrust violations. Attorneys general from Colorado, Florida, Iowa, Nebraska, North Carolina, Ohio, and Tennessee, as well as the District of Columbia, will be part of the investigation, looking at if Facebook's actions may have endangered consumer data, reduced the quality of consumer choices, or increased the price of advertising. Facebook revealed in July that it was facing an antitrust investigation from the U.S. Federal Trade Commission as well. Facebook expanded its dating service to the U.S. Thursday and added the ability to integrate Instagram images into a dating profile, although not your Instagram handle. The U.S. is the 20th market to get Facebook dating. By default, Facebook dating does not include your friends, and you can choose to exclude friends of friends as well. You can also block any profile from ever seeing your dating profile coming up. However, if you'd like to connect with a friend over Facebook dating, you can list them as one of your 9 secret crushes. If they also list you as a secret crush, you'll both get notified. Chats on the service are limited to text and GIFs. Facebook dating is expected to launch in Europe in 2020. General Motors announced it plans to begin adopting Google's Android Automotive operating system in vehicles by 2021, with broader deployment expected soon after. GM cited 3 key areas where Android Automotive could improve its infotainment offerings: voice assistant with Google Assistant, embedded navigation with Google Maps, and in-vehicle applications with the in-car Google Play Store. Volvo and Renault-Nissan-Mitsubishi Alliance previously announced plans to adopt Android Automotive in upcoming vehicles. As a note, Android Automotive is a customizable OS that replaces traditional in-car infotainment, not run off a phone like Android Auto. The Wall Street Journal reports that in the first half of 2019, U.S. music sales rose 18% to $5.4 billion, with streaming now accounting for 80% of all revenue, up 26% of the year. Paid streaming service revenue grew 31% to $3.3 billion. According to the RIAA, in that period, streaming services added more than 1 million subscribers a month, with a total of 61.1 million U.S. subscribers at the end of June. CD sale revenue grew 5% in the first half to $485 million, while vinyl sales grew 13% to $224 million. The payment processor Stripe announced Stripe Capital, which allows customers to get next-day cash advances that are repaid out of future sales made on Stripe's payment platform. Stripe Capital is available to direct consumers of Stripe, as well as businesses that use Stripe Connect, with amounts loaned and repayment terms based on activity on Stripe. In an interview, Stripe President John Collison stated he expects typical advances to be between $10,000 to $20,000. Square launched a similar Square Capital service back in 2014. Google announced Ambient Mode for Google Assistant, which will display calendar info, weather, notifications, reminders, music controls, and smart home controls with an automatic slideshow drawn from Google Photos when supported devices are docked. Initially, ambient mode will be available on some upcoming Lenovo tablets and two Nokia phones, but it's unclear if it will become a standard Android feature in the future. While offering similar functionality to the Google Nest Hub, the interface is significantly different between the two. Sonos announced a trio of new products, starting off with the Sonos Move speaker, which features Bluetooth and Wi-Fi with Alexa, Google Assistant, and AirPlay 2 support, as well as a 10-hour battery life. The 10-inch tall speaker is rated at IP56 for dust and water resistance and is louder than the stationary Sonos One speaker, according to initial hands-on. Handoff from Bluetooth to Wi-Fi claims to be seamless, and a button on the device will remember the last Bluetooth device attached to the Move. The Sonos Move is available for pre-order for $399, shipping September 24th. Sonos also announced the Sonos Port, which features audio in and audio out RCA ports, digital audio out port, two Ethernet ports, AirPlay 2 support, and a 12-volt trigger to automatically turn on your stereo as a way to integrate your existing receiver into the Sonos ecosystem. The Sonos Port is available for pre-order at $399 as well, shipping September 12th. And finally, Sonos revealed the Sonos One SL, a connected speaker with the same design as the Sonos One, but without built-in microphones. The speaker still includes AirPlay 2 support and can be controlled by the Sonos app or from partnered music streaming apps. It's available for pre-order for $179 and ships September 12th. At IFA 2019, Huawei unveiled the Kirin 990 5G system on a chip. The new chip is built on a 7-nanometer process and offers 8 cores, two big Cortex A76 cores clocked at 2.86 GHz, two medium A76 cores at 2.36 GHz, and four little Cortex A55 cores clocked at 1.95 GHz, alongside a 16-core Mali G76 GPU. As the name implies, the SoC also contains an integrated 5G modem capable of 2.3 gigabit per second downloads and 1.25 gigabit per second uploads, although it doesn't support millimeter wave 5G like Qualcomm's Snapdragon X55 modem. The Kirin 990 5G also includes a 3-core neural processing unit for face and voice recognition, as well as a 5th-gen image signal processor that promises DSLR-like levels of noise reduction. Huawei didn't specify what handset would be the first to receive the new SoC. Apple published a web interface beta for Apple Music, available at beta.music.apple.com. The beta is available to all Apple Music subscribers, and according to Apple, should work with all modern browsers. New users can't sign up through the web interface, and it currently lacks Beats 1 live broadcasts and smart playlists. And finally, Microsoft published pre-release versions of two new Windows utilities under the revamped PowerToys brand as an open-source project on GitHub. The first is a Windows key shortcut guide that activates by holding down the Windows key and provides a full-screen overlay with dynamic keyboard shortcuts listed based on the apps open. The second utility is a Windows manager called Fancy Zones, which lets users set custom zones on screen, which will automatically resize apps to fit when dragged into those areas. PowerToys were originally published as freeware system utilities by Microsoft, starting with Windows 95. For more discussion of the tech news of the day, remember to subscribe to Daily Tech News Show at dailytechnewsshow.com. You can find show notes there and links to all these headlines there as well. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time. And from all of us here at Daily Tech Headlines, remember, have a super sparkly day.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news ad free. That's amazon.com/news-ad-free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.